Hello and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Today I would like to discuss inductive and deductive reasoning. If you are someone who exhibits narcissistic tendencies, it is especially important that you are aware of the difference between these two types of reasoning styles, in order to avoid unnecessary communication conflicts. The concepts of inductive and deductive reasoning originated in ancient philosophy. Aristotle, a Greek philosopher, notably discussed deductive reasoning in his work Prior Analytics. However, the explicit terms inductive and deductive were popularized later. Sir Francis Bacon, a 17th century English philosopher, emphasized inductive reasoning as a method for scientific inquiry, advocating the systematic observation of specific instances to formulate general principles. Over time, these concepts have evolved as tools to understand and structure logical thinking, aiding both scientific and everyday reasoning processes. Essentially, inductive reasoning involves making generalizations based on specific observations, while deductive reasoning starts with general principles and draws specific conclusions. Inductive reasoning moves from specific to general, while deductive reasoning moves from general to specific. Inductive and deductive reasoning are commonly used in everyday life. When someone draws a general conclusion based on specific experiences or observations, they are employing inductive reasoning. On the other hand, if someone starts with general principles or beliefs and applies them to specific situations, that's an example of deductive reasoning. We often use a combination of both reasoning styles to make sense of information and navigate our daily lives. While not always explicitly recognized, these reasoning methods influence decision-making, problem-solving, and understanding the world for many individuals. An example of inductive reasoning is observing that every time you have gone to the park, the ice cream truck has been there. Then the next time you visit, you infer that the ice cream truck is likely to be at the park. In this case, the generalization, ice cream truck being at the park, is drawn from specific instances, illustrating the essence of inductive reasoning. You are moving from a specific observation to a generalization. A deductive example using the same scenario is every time you go to the park, you observe that there is an ice cream truck there. On your next visit, you can deduce that there will be an ice cream truck present because it has consistently been present during your past visits. In this deductive example, the conclusion is drawn based on a consistent observation of a specific element, the ice cream truck, being present during every visit to the park. I realize that this may be difficult to follow, especially if you have never thought about this. If you need to, please listen to this episode again and make sure to take notes. Here is another example of inductive reasoning. Let's say that in several instances, you notice that couples who express gratitude towards each other tend to have stronger and happier relationships. Using inductive reasoning, you use observations of a specific interaction to generalize that expressing gratitude is likely beneficial for enhancing relationships, and you might decide to adopt this behavior in your own relationship. Deductive reasoning in the same context could look like: you become aware that research suggests that expressing gratitude in relationships fosters connection and satisfaction. Therefore, you decide to incorporate the practice of expressing gratitude into your relationship, based on the general principle that it contributes to relationship well-being. Here, deductive reasoning starts with general principles and applies them to a specific situation, leading to a decision about behavior in the relationship. These examples illustrate that inductive reasoning involves making generalizations based on specific observations, while deductive reasoning starts with general premises and draws specific conclusions. Essentially, inductive reasoning moves from specific to general, while deductive reasoning moves from general to specific. Quite often, you are able to reach the same conclusion using either inductive or deductive reasoning, but sometimes communication challenges may arise. When partners employ distinct reasoning methods during arguments, potential misunderstandings and difficulties in reaching a consensus may occur. Imagine Linda and Tom, a married couple going through a period of reflection about their relationship. Linda, the wife, tends to use inductive reasoning and values exploring overall patterns and emotions. She approaches the conversation with a desire to discuss their feelings, experiences, and find meaning in their relationship. Linda initiates a conversation saying, "Tom, I've been thinking about our relationship, and I believe we can make it even better. Let's talk about our experiences, emotions, and the patterns we've noticed. I think by understanding the broader picture, we can work together to improve our connection." Tom, on the other hand, employs deductive reasoning and prefers to analyze specific details and facts when discussing the relationship. He responds by saying, "I appreciate your intentions, Linda, but instead of focusing on our emotions, let's discuss specific issues and address them one by one." Tom feels that by confronting individual problems, they can systematically enhance their relationship. He believes in approaching problems in the relationship in an organized and methodical manner in order to process the situation. The problem is that a potential conflict may arise due to their different reasoning styles. In this case, Linda, using inductive reasoning, wants to have a meaningful, emotionally driven conversation to explore the overall dynamics of their relationship. On the other hand, Tom, through deductive reasoning, prefers a more analytical approach, wanting to address specific issues methodically. If they are not aware of their different reasoning styles, this conversation may lead to frustration and disconnection. Linda may feel that Tom is too focused on the details of the problem and is missing the emotional depth of their relationship. Tom, on the other hand, may find Linda's approach too abstract and lacking specific solutions. To navigate this, it would be helpful for them to recognize their different ways of thinking and work together to find a compromise. They could combine talking about their feelings with specific action plans. This way, they can make sure their conversations covers both the big picture, the broader pattern, and the smaller, more specific issues of their relationship. As a result, this compromise can lead to a more balanced and constructive conversation about making their relationship stronger. Once again, I understand that this may be a difficult topic, and I commend you for taking the time to listen to this episode. It would also be helpful to discuss this with your partner so that you can both actively work on this. Understanding your unique communication style is crucial. Individuals with narcissistic tendencies tend to have feelings of not being good enough, and as a result, they may use either inductive or deductive reasoning in order to reinforce these harmful feelings. As a result of this, you may unknowingly be manifesting negativity onto your relationship. For example, you may use inductive reasoning to reinforce personal beliefs or shape situations in accordance with your perspectives and dismiss conflicting evidence. You might believe that you are not good in relationships. Without realizing it, you may communicate this to your partner, supporting this belief with past instances or things people have told you. By doing this, you may become closed off to your partner. In a sense, you may become trapped in a self-fulfilling cycle of not being a good partner by using inductive reasoning and only focusing on specific negative events. If you were to step back and use deductive reasoning, you would start with a general belief or premise such as, "I am doing well in this relationship," and then assess specific instances or situations within the broader framework to support this. In this situation, by using deductive reasoning, a top-down approach, you can be more open to hearing positive feedback and use this to continue your growth. Individuals with narcissistic tendencies may overly focus on identifying and addressing problems in their relationship. They may gravitate towards deductive reasoning in their relationships in order to maintain a sense of control or to avoid being criticized. By focusing on quickly identifying and resolving issues, they may be seeking validation and positive feedback to temporarily alleviate any feelings of shame or inadequacy. The issue with this is that relying on quick fixes may actually hinder genuine emotional connection, because you and your partner may be prioritizing surface-level solutions over addressing underlying issues in the relationship. By recognizing the strengths and weaknesses of both ways of thinking, you can learn to have more constructive conversations with your partner and understand how your way of thinking may be impacting your view of the world. Whether drawing generalizations from specific observations or deducing conclusions from general principles, the interplay of inductive and deductive reasoning shapes our understanding. Remember, acknowledging and valuing each other's unique ways of reasoning may lead to more effective communication and a deeper understanding of each other. If you tend toward deductive reasoning, be mindful not to overly rely on logic during discussions. You may consider incorporating more inductive thinking in your interactions when communicating. What I mean by this is that it is also important to look at the feelings and emotions that are being felt. By exploring the emotional aspects, you may bring greater depth and connection to your relationship. Remember, relationships thrive on more than just logic. A more emotionally attuned approach may enhance the depth of understanding and add a new level of richness and satisfaction to your life. I hope this message finds you well today. And as always, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. Until next time, see you soon.